Welcome back to the Soda Pop Podcast. This is episode 7 of year 2. Yay! Today we have Matthew Peretta. I said it wrong. I knew I was going to. And we're so excited to have you here today.
I'm excited to be here.
And so we're going to go ahead and get started with some questions.
All right. So you were a student here at UNA. You studied English and creative writing here.
At UA.
That's
what. Yeah, that's right. I was about to say no.
Okay. So what kind of got you interested in the arts enough to kind of motivate you to work in it and alongside of it as well?
Okay, so what got me into art? Let's see. So I didn't really get into creative writing until like my sophomore year of college, and I took my first creative writing class, and then just fell in love with it. Just had so much fun writing poems all the time. Just made it my minor. Switched to English. I actually switched to English because it was the fastest thing I could get done with. Because I switched so many times, it was like, oh, you'll be here for another 3 years to do this. I was like, oh no, I can't do that. And then you know the whole administrative position I have in the art department. Kind of was a fluke. I didn't kind of go out seeking art admin jobs. It was funny because Monica had sent it to me, actually. I was like, you should apply to this, I think. Because I was planning on moving here after school anyways. So I applied and I got it. And I've just loved it ever since. It's just, I am very lucky to be in the art department. I feel like any other department, I probably wouldn't have as much fun as I do.
Well, that's good. And you also, okay, so you write short stories and like, I saw some kind of fiction.
Oh, what was that?
It was like on your poetry thing. It also said, let me try.
Microfiction? Like yeah. Really short stories. Yeah, so okay. Those are stories that are like less than a page or like a paragraph long or something.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So another thing is that you were involved in I2E2, which I'm wearing the shirt. You should go check it out on YouTube at University of North Alabama School of the Arts. That's what I'm about to say. The YouTube channel is the I2E2 shirt. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so you were involved in it. So how did it feel to be a part of that conference?
I really enjoyed it too, and I think it goes along really well with the first question you asked. I think I went more into depth in that presentation of how art affected me, what it did for me, and what I think it does for other people. I don't know, it was just really great having a platform and just kind of, you know, read my stuff. Yeah. There's not really that many opportunities around here, like open mics and stuff. I don't know, it's just great getting my story out there. Yeah. And I think it's important for us to tell our stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. So you kind of touched on this just a second ago, actually. So, you know, a lot of people use the arts as a way to kind of convey how they're feeling or how they feel other people are feeling towards like a certain subject or even just in general. So do you think that, you know, art as an expressive outlet is kind of a good way to express people's selves as well as, I know you're heavily involved with the LGBTQ+ community. Do you think that people in that community use art as a big way of letting their kind of emotions out as well?
I think we do, and if we don't, we should. You know, and just because, like, from my personal experience with it, it just did so much of me in terms of, like, emotional therapy, emotional processing, and not just things that I'm going through currently, but just things that I've gone through before or have been going through for a long time. It's just a nice way to sort out what I'm thinking, and if I don't know what I'm thinking about something, it makes it a little more clear. Yeah. So, does that kind of answer the question?
Yeah, it does. Okay. It does. So going off of that question, do you think, like, I know there's a lot of issues that happen with you guys as well. You guys like to express that. Do you think that, you know, art was a good way to express the issues that you guys go through to a more public view so more people can understand kind of what being a part of like a community such as LGBTQ+ is kind of feels like?
I definitely think it can do that. And it may not be so direct as like a poster that's like lists off all the stuff we face day to day, you know, but just visually, musically, performatively, whatever. I think it does help sort of put it out there.
Yeah. With issues and like on the opposite side, doing that joy and that pride of being part of that community as well. Yeah. So you're actually president of Equality Shoals.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, and so were you one of the founders back in 2016?
I actually was not. It was founded by Benjamin Newbern, who is an activist in town, and a few other people that I don't know their names. I joined it shortly after they formed. I want to say 6 to 7 months after Ben approached me to be on the board. And so I've been a part of it since 2017.
Wow. I mean, it's...
And I haven't been in the president role for very long at all. Mm-hmm. I didn't start that until about April.
Oh, wow. So from what I can gather, it's not like a membership kind of thing. It's like volunteer...
And Monica had, sort of asked me questions like, so is it a membership thing? I'm like, we don't really have a system like that in place, So right now we do sort of have an acting board, which are just volunteers, that donate their time to do all the organizing and stuff that's involved with it. But we're definitely always looking for volunteers, to help out with event planning, getting things done, like helping out at events, things like that.
And how do they get involved? Do they contact you?
Yeah, you can shoot us an email. It's info@equalityshoals.org, or you can just go to our website, www.equalityshoals.org. and it's one of the first few buttons there on the top of the page. Mm-hmm. It's a volunteer form. It goes to our email, and we'll just add you to a spreadsheet. And then when we have opportunities coming up, we'll do an email blast. We'll post on social media, stuff like that.
So there's an event coming up that you're a part of. It's called the Coming Out Debutante Ball. It's
debutante?
On. I don't look.
Debutante.
Look. Okay. Whatever.
I like the Dante though. Dante. It's like
exactly. Dante. Exactly. Let me pronounce my words how I pronounce them. But anyway, it's on October 10th. Can you kind of tell us a little bit more about it? Give us a little bit of insight.
Okay, so it honestly kind of started out, mindless Facebook scrolling sometimes turns up really good ideas. There was this meme, and it was coming out didn't always mean what it means today, which is, right now, it kind of has this meaning of, your LGBT people are in this closet, confined space of oppression, and then they come out to family and friends, revealing their identity, whatever. And how really it originated as a term for queer folk to come out to other queer folk. And the whole drag ball scene, that was really big in New York City. So it kind of sort of started with that and then took decades for it to kind of have the meaning it does now. Yeah. And so we kind of would really like to honor that original meaning. It's just super cool, And just kind of flipping the whole debutante thing on its head, And so it's also, not only is it a community building event, the reason for us to get together and celebrate, it's also going to be a fundraiser for a new initiative we have, and that's to start an LGBTQ+ Emergency Community Assistance Fund, which would kind of sort of seek to help, LGBTQ folk that are experiencing hardship, help pay a bill, something like that. And so a few months ago, and so the reason why we wanted to make it a fundraiser for that is because a few months ago, there was a person in the community, they were at risk of losing their apartment for the summer to go back to their really small conservative hometown in Tennessee. And we just did not want that to happen. Mm-hmm. And my first thought is, Equality Shoals will just pay that for her. And we're like, oh, no, we actually can't. We don't have anything set up to do that, So we don't want to break the rules or anything. And so everywhere I looked, trying to find resources, who can help her pay this bill, and everything that I found is not really an emergency basis type thing. It's you have to know 2 months out if you're going to be too broke to pay that or something, And that just doesn't cut it sometimes. Mm-hmm. So really into the trying to get more into direct on the grounds action.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really, really, really good that y'all are doing that. Another thing that's coming up, though, is Boolesque is...
Oh, yes. So
that is Saturday, October 19th.
Yes.
The doors open at 7.
Uh-huh.
The show is at 8.
Uh-huh.
The tickets are $15, but it's 18 and older.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when did this start and how?
Okay, so Boolesque is not an Equality Shoals affiliated thing. That's Basement Burlesque Troupe in town. I got involved with Basement Burlesque in 2016-ish or so. And they've been doing it for, 8 or 9 years now. Boolesque is always our biggest show. People are always in a spooky mood. It's if they don't go to any shows the rest of the year, they're going to go to the Boolesque one, So what was the question again about
it? So you kind of hit on the when did this start, but like how?
How? Okay, so from the origin stories and myths that I've heard, it started out as a shake and bake event at the end when the End Theater was a thing in Florence. And it was like a bake sale, and they did burlesque numbers. And so the troupe started out as an event and then just kind of gradually turned into, oh, we're a troupe now and we're doing shows throughout the year. So.
Wow. And so where does it actually take place? Because when I looked it up, it didn't tell like where exactly.
Okay. So we've gone through a lot of venues, and even since I've started. Mm-hmm. So right now we're doing all our shows at Singing River Live, which is over on College Street.
And that's where also the coming out debutante ball
is. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, that's good. So definitely go to that because you're in it, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Yes. Come see what I'm going to dress up as.
and, you know, spooky, it's Halloween close. Thank goodness. Oh my goodness. Except, you know, it doesn't feel like fall.
No. Let's not think about that.
another thing that is really exciting is Vivian Cho.
Oh my God! Yes,
is now Point Scholar, mm-hmm. and she's actually the first ever LGBTQ+ scholar at UNA.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you mentored her.
Yes, so I'm mentoring her through the Point Foundation, which gave mm-hmm. her the scholarship. So I'm doing their Point mentorship program. And so that basically just entails, you know, I'm kind of helping her with the community service project that she wants to do, which is starting a community clothes bank, community closet. And I believe she's been talking with Dr. Hunt in the Center for Social Inclusion at UNA, and I think they're going to house it there. Wow. So, you know, just kind of meet up mm-hmm. month to month, what's catching up, you know, mm-hmm. like, what's going on, what are your updates, like, need any help with anything, so kind of like that.
Yeah, and that's super, super exciting for UNA as well to have her as one of the Point Scholars. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Yeah, and I mean, being a Point Scholar in itself is a pretty big deal, and I would say it's even bigger being a part of the LGBTQ+ community and being that first person ever at UNA to mm-hmm. to be able to achieve that. That's a really big deal. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah.
Have anything else you want to touch on?
I think that's about it.
All right. Well, we really want to.
I don't think I left anything out.
Yeah. I think we're pretty good. Yeah.
Hello. Oh, if you want to learn more about the coming out debutante ball, you can visit a portion of our website, www.equalityshoals.org/coming-out-ball.
Yeah, and there's not a like dress code for people that are.
I know. So you know, you think debutante, you think big gowns, flashy suits. And if you want to show up in that, that's totally fine. It's not required. And I think in the event just description, we have like literally you can show up in Crocs if you want to. Like wear a Halloween costume. Literally whatever makes you feel confident.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And how much is it to do the registration?
So if you want to be a part of the presentation portion, which is like, you know, your chance to walk across stage, we read a little bit about you, your bio, that's $25. But we're willing to waive that. You know, we don't want it to be a hindrance for anyone to participate. Also, it is only open to LGBTQ+ identifying people. Allies are more than welcome to attend this event, you know, eat with us, dance with us, have fun with us, but the presentation portion is solely dedicated to those folks.
All right, well, definitely go check out those events. Debutante Ball is going to be October 10th from 7 to 11, and like Matthew said, it's going to be at Singing River Live.
Mm-hmm.
Burlesque is going to be October 19th, and it's going to be, doors open at 7, and the show starts at 8. And that's also going to be at Singing River Live as well. Tickets for that are $15, and you have to be 18 plus. So sorry if you're younger than 18.
You're not sorry.
Just wait until you're like past that and you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. And we definitely want to thank Matthew for coming mm-hmm. and being thank on y'all. This. like I said, we are growing immensely, which is awesome because mm-hmm. that's what our main goal was. Mm-hmm. To do in the first place. We started this podcast to help all of our arts programs grow, and it's just
in our community, and to be able to support our community and as well as let UNA students know about things that are happening that you may not know is happening because I understand. I'm a college student. I understand you don't know everything that's going on. So we definitely want, you know, if you feel like this is something that you really want to go see or you want to be a part of, like, definitely do that. So that's why we're doing this. That's why we did the podcast. And also for students that are in high school, and if you're listening to this, if you're watching us, definitely just so that you can know a little bit about what's going on in Florence and what's going on at UNA as well.
Right, and it's been a long time where the arts have been trying to grow and they just haven't had the ability to, and that's what we're trying to create. We're trying to create the ability to grow, like programs like the CAT program that we just did the episode with, and, you know, our gallery that we opened over here by next to our office, and even like the School of the Arts as a whole is brand new. We just opened last year. So platforms like these, being able to spread all this information, not only in the arts, but also what's going on in the community, or even stuff that goes around the campus, is really cool, especially for those who are listening who aren't on campus, who don't get to see the flyers that are up, who don't get to see, you know, maybe don't follow all of the programs on social medias.
Which you should follow us. And
does Equality and us, show yeah. us how to, we're on Facebook and Instagram. It's at Equality Shoals for both of them.
Okay. So definitely follow Equality Shoals. And if you're not following us, you should, because we post cool things. We also post about different events sometimes that we repost on our Instagram. And we give little tidbits about upcoming episodes. And as well, you know, a future guest that we want to have, we will need questions from y'all, which we will have an update on.
Pretty soon.
In the next week, so.
It's going to be pretty soon.
Yeah.
So start thinking of some questions. I know you don't know who it is yet.
But... you'll find out probably around this, when this episode airs, you'll probably find out who we're having, so.
Just start thinking of questions anyway.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you again, Matthew, for coming. I know I've said that three times now.
You're welcome.
We're very, very, very thankful.
We're very thankful. Like Lainey said, check us out on social media, on YouTube as well. It's UNA School of the Arts on YouTube, which she likes to plug.
Yeah, because we do the video portion of it too, not just the audio, although we do really, really plug the audio a lot. It's on Podbean and iTunes, so definitely go check that out. If you do not have iTunes or can't listen to it on iTunes, go to Podbean. If you can't do the other one, iTunes. So definitely go listen to those. And if you haven't listened to our past episodes, do that as well. We mentioned Dr. Hunt. We also have an old episode with Dr. Hunt before I2E2, and that was really fun. So
go
check that out.
Thank you guys once again for listening or watching, whichever you're doing. That's all we have for this episode. So we'll see you guys next week.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts. Produced by Mark Gallegos and Lainey Green. Special thanks to Monica Collier and the SOTA staff.